Now, yesterday, the state government announced a $50 million package that includes things like money, $500 or $1,000, depending on whether you're a small business or a household, to buy bait and things. Try and get on top of this mouse plague. There's money in it for research. There's money in it for bait stations and things like that as well. Now, this is help with for our farmers is something that New South Wales farmers has been calling for some time when it comes to the mouse plague that we've been dealing with for months and months now. Joining me this morning, New South Wales Farmers President James Jackson is on the line. James, how are you doing this morning?
Certainly quite well, thanks, Jess. We are very pleased about, the announcement of the package. It is prospective. It doesn't mean, there is a problem with a lot of people have spent a lot of money on mice baits already, and there's no, aspect of it rebating people for money spent, and the timeliness of it, as you said in your introduction. I mean, this mouse plague has been around for a while, and this winter cereal crop has been planted at the moment. It's pretty critical that we actually get this crop in without damaging the seed in the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Is this package enough to help farmers?
Well, this is one of the issues with this mouse plague, actually. I mean, strategic baiting is actually very useful. Pre-planting, often can mean that you can actually get a crop up and away in a mouse plague. You can suppress the numbers long enough. But the problem is that the GRDC, the CSIRO guys, suspect that we'll have more of these not mice plagues, because of our management of our stubbles in the wheat sheep belt. We're not putting the sheep in on those stubbles anymore. Best practice management of the stubbles is to leave them there for, best practice, management of water and wind and whatnot. So to protect the soil, we leave the stubbles there. But that leaves feed, post-harvest feed, for the mice to get going in a year like this, which has been a terrific year. It turns into a plague, and they suspect we'll see this sort of thing more often. So the part of the package that looks at research, I think a long-term strategic approach or a biocontrol, looking at some new options or new tools for mice control, I think is actually a very good initiative. Mm-hmm. The here and now response, we hope that it will suppress the numbers. We hope that it will help people, they continue their business and their lives. I mean, they're in the houses and whatnot now. It's very disturbing, really. I've been getting a lot of phone calls about people at their wits' end with these mice.
It really is very disturbing. I mean, and so many people have experienced it in one way or another. Obviously, in some places it's worse than others. We know here in the Upper Hunter it's quite bad in Scone at the moment, but even in suburban areas like Musselbrook, at my house, we were catching mice every single day. It was just insane.
Yes. So I think we need some long-term strategic approaches to this, and it is good that the government has recognised that this is a problem, and yes, it is correct. We have been telling them that it's been a problem for a while. I mean, these plagues, essentially they're in response to feed supply, and they do tend to burn out when the mice run out of food. But the problem is this year, it's been such a great season. The mice have got a lot of food to eat. The CSIRO guys think that there's going to be a dip in the winter, but it'll come back next spring. So, the tools that we've got, the baits that we've got at the moment, they're useful. They're useful if they're used correctly, to keep conducting our business. But we probably need a bit more strategic response to this, and that's why I like the research component of it.
Yeah. Definitely. Catching up with New South Wales Farmers President James Jackson this morning on state government's mouse plague announcement yesterday. What are your thoughts on the government trying to fast track getting bromodiolone being able to be used?
I think I'm not an expert on this bromodiolone. But yes, look, I think it's certainly an option. It's a new tool in the toolbox. These mice are causing a lot of environmental damage as we speak. I mean, it's not only health and commercial damage to people's crops and stuff. They are causing damage to the environment as well. So it's sort of the lesser of the two evils sort of argument at the moment. We do actually have to control them. They are out of hand. Mm. Not too much about it. They're eating tractors, and I mean, the committee chair of the Grains Committee, he lost a tractor. For some reason, mice have a predilection for the plastic around wires, and they cause shorts in your wiring bundles and your tractors, and they can short out and burn, and various. They've done hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage to machinery. You've got to get all the wiring replaced. Yes, it is certainly a problem.
Yeah.
This will help. The new poison is handy, but it's a sort of a sledgehammer type approach to it. We probably need some smarter tools.
Yeah, definitely. And lastly, James, in terms of the health side of things, we have had a confirmed case of leptospirosis in Scone here in the Upper Hunter. I'm surprised we haven't seen more. Do you think there needs to be more done in that space?
Yeah, well, there's leptospirosis. There's an encephalitis that they, if they're biting you, in your bed and whatnot, that you can get as well. And there's salmonella on in some of our... some of that grain has been sort of downgraded because you can't, the screening's got mouse droppings in them, and there's potential for salmonella poisoning as well. So there's a number of health concerns that these mice are creating. And yes, an awareness on leptospirosis, it is quite a serious disease. It kills quite a few people, leptospirosis. It gives you hepatitis. It'll cause you a lot of grief and suffering, lepto, and yes, the health authorities have said that there's an uptick in leptospirosis cases throughout New South Wales at the moment, and it's not surprising. And they do transfer it to our livestock as well. They are diseases that can affect. They can initiate abortion in cattle and whatnot. So there is some collateral damage that they will be causing to our livestock industries and indeed human health. It's a zoonosis. So yes, there's a lot of moving parts to this plague.
Yeah, definitely. Well, James, we really appreciate your time on the show this morning to give us New South Wales farmers' thoughts on the package yesterday.
It's welcome, but I just hope we can get on top of them.